You're now tuned in to Sliders Podcast. I'm your host, Tooch Tav, founder on the pod, aka the champion. Thank you, Tom. And who else we got in the studio today?
You've also got Where Is Mo, found him on the pod.
I can't believe this is actually sticking, man. You lot of clowns. But yeah, so I was saying before we started recording, yeah, I was thinking about Disney and I got emotional. I was like, Disney's really taught life lessons, like properly. And they teach the life lessons in the animated films. I feel like the animated films in Disney are top tier. Like all their live action stuff is rubbish, man. There's no good Disney live action. All that can go in the bin. But the animated stuff, like the Aladdins, the Lion Kings, Beauty and the Beast, there were some lessons in that one. What else? Did Tom fart?
Oh, no, sorry. I was playing.
Tom. Alright, do it again. Do it again.
No, put it back in the same position. Yeah.
I was literally just playing with it in my pocket. Hold on.
Okay. You're lucky you can do it again. I can't lie, Tommy. If you couldn't do it again, it would have been peak. But yeah. In those animated films, the one I was thinking about was Lion King. That got me rolling. Finding Nemo as well. The Incredibles. Like, all those animated films had important lessons in them that you could take away. And then you have some stupid conspiracy theories talking about they're sending subliminal messages. If you pause Lion King, you'll see the word sex. Like, shut up, man. Like,
I mean,
the stories are so
pure.
It's
not a lie, though.
Bro.
So in the original Lion King, the effects team put SFX in like the sky with like the dust that was rolled up all the stars. Mm-hmm. But then it could be, you could see sex. If that's what you're looking at, if that's what you wanted to see. Because F and E are quite similar letters anyway. So, but that was just like, it's supposed to be like a little like Easter egg for themselves. Like, oh, this is SFX team. Because they're the special effects team. Like, they put it there for themselves and then, you know, it just went wrong. They removed it though in later versions, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You can't find it anymore.
Yeah, you had to correct that stuff, man.
Unless you have like a videotaped version.
But like, you've seen Lion King, innit? Like, or you've definitely.
I mean, if you. Yeah, of course.
You've seen Lion King. And
if you haven't, then.
I don't know. I think the story in Lion King was very emotional. And like, it teaches you about dealing with loss, if anything. Especially as a traumatic incident Simba's one was. Like, he was dealing with loss and like missing like someone. And like, when you look back at Lion King, that's like, wow, that's a valuable lesson to like show to children. You get me? Because I don't think cartoons in our day and age have that soul anymore, you know? I don't know.
I mean, what cartoon films drop? I know, but Disney still releases good.
Well, they had that one about the one that starring Jamie Foxx?
Life.
Was it?
Soul.
I haven't watched it, but
Soul was really good.
Yeah, yeah. I remember I got that lesson from the previous episode, the Ask a Student we did with Terrell. I think I quoted one of the lines from Soul. Yeah, I think fair enough. Yeah, Disney's still producing, but in terms of outside that realm of Disney, who's really making stuff with soul in them?
I mean, before it used to be Pixar, but Pixar is now part of Disney, so. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Pixar wasn't Disney?
No, not always.
No, that was a different company.
Swear!
Yeah. Like, you know, for the longest time, for 10 years, there was a deal between Pixar and Disney that whenever we did a film together, mm-hmm. I decided to do a film together, there wouldn't be a sequel. So that's why you got Incredibles, no sequel for Bear Time. Mm-hmm. Finding Nemo, no sequel for Bear Time. And other ones as well. Then after that 10-year period ended, they just started coming out firing all cylinders, fam.
Yeah, Incredibles 2, Finding Dory.
Bro. Okay. And they eventually bought Pixar as well.
Monsters, Inc. had a couple shows.
Yeah, Monsters, Inc. Yeah, as well.
Movies as well.
That's why they bought Pixar now, and Pixar's part of Disney.
All right.
Yeah. So that's why all those Pixar films are on.
Yeah.
Disney Plus. Right, Soul is a Pixar film.
Let me ask you guys, in terms of animated films, like, which ones do you look back in, like, you learned something or something that stuck with you from one of these shows? Tom's thinking face always looks like he's upset. Like, this guy really asked me about Pixar, you know?
I couldn't tell you, to be fair. I never really took too much to animation when I was younger.
Oh, you didn't watch them?
I watched them. It just wasn't something I really paid too much attention to. Like, unless, like, you're talking about Lion King, Incredibles, or any of those. Like, I never really, yeah, I never really watched it like that.
No.
Hold on, we're going to pull you up on the fact that you said that live action stuff Disney produces trash.
It is trash.
Well, you're probably with a Nickelodeon kid, probably a CBBC kid. Bro. All
right, well, give me some good live action stuff.
Big Man, High School Musical is live action.
But they were High School Musical, oh, yeah.
Bro, go on with that.
I'm talking about stuff that had some soul, fam.
Let it shine.
Some spirit in it. Like, that was just black people in church. You summarize that real quick. Black people in church rapping. No, that was Let It Shine. If you deconstruct the main components of that film, that's what it was.
Music was a part of that, brother, and his dad refused to accept who he was.
I wasn't a musical guy. I didn't like musicals. Musicals annoy me a lot.
Did Let It Shine?
I understand that.
Yeah.
I feel like most Disney live action films are practically musicals.
Yeah.
It pisses me off.
Yeah, yeah, too much singing. But when the animated films do it, it's more theatrical. Like when Aladdin's singing, he's in the sky doing backflips and all that stuff. But these men are there like doing that with their hands, like doing all the moves. Yeah. And it's like, nah, it's dead. But yeah, Disney film that you took something away from, Mo.
The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
What the fuck did you get from there?
That cut niggas can get pussy too, bro. to get bitches, bro.
He actually didn't get any pussy until the second film. In the original film, the girl he liked ended up going with her. Nice looking guy.
Yeah. But you know, I like that though. I like that. It was unpredictable. It's realistic and it was unpredictable. I think that was a valuable lesson. Like, don't fall for these tropes about, the ugly guy is going to get with the girl.
You don't have to be the best looking as long as you have
As long as he's a nice guy, if he simps, like the Hunchback. His name was Quasimodo. His name was ugly too, fam. They did everything. They did everything to make him unappealing. His name couldn't be anything attractive. They said Quasimodo.
I wonder what his name means. But
is that even English?
I think it's like either French or Latin. I'm guessing Latin.
Quasimodo.
Yeah.
It could mean the cursed one, you know. I'm putting money on it means the cursed one.
ASIMODO. Yeah, Q.
Yeah. But okay, go into it.
So what I learned from that film is it's pretty simple. Like, it's not far from what you were saying, but it's not that, you don't have to be, like, you can be ugly and, like, get girls. It's more like you can be ugly, like, deformed, you know, because that's what he was. I mean, he's a hunchback. Mm-hmm. Cast out from society, essentially. Like, he was closed off, wasn't really open to people. But then, you know, finally had the, what would you call it? The courage to venture down from his tower, you know, where he was, that monster. And then, he opened himself up, spoke to people. He was still a valuable member of society. You know, he's still someone you could get along with. He's still friendly.
Valuable? What did he do?
I mean, I'm pretty sure he saved somebody.
Oh, yeah. He was hench. He was hench. The hunchback.
Hunchback
of Notre Dame. Like, yeah, that's original. He had some muscle on him, I remember. He climbed some stuff and
he did.
I remember that film was violent. The villain of that film was serious.
That's the themes that Disney had overall in that film were just quite, you know, different from their normal stuff. This guy was fully talking about heathens. Like, the villain that film was talking about heathens. He was talking about Esmeralda, a gypsy. Like, she was some demon. Yeah. But he was attracted to her as well. Fam, if you actually listen back to one of the songs, this guy was just talking about how he was lusting over her, despite the fact that he was like...
he was salty.
Yeah.
Yo.
He was very salty, fam. But at least he was honest. It was honest.
Mm.
I mean, this is the kind of shit you see in real life. When you see all these Catholic priests out here touching.
Oh, don't talk about the Catholic priests. They're up there with Chris Brown, fam. You can't talk about them man that do that.
Yeah.
I've checked out this conversation.
It's true.
First of all, man's out here trying shit about the Catholics.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Are you defending it? Can be misconstrued very badly.
You're not misconstruing anything. What Mo did was state that certain things are
called. All I'm saying is that you've now put priests in the same basket as Chris Brown.
Okay,
if you don't want me to, subject matter,
and it's not all of them that act like this, yeah. And I don't want to say maybe it's not best to say priests or Catholics in particular or any particular religion, but when any religion or religious person of authority that has to somewhat you believe or you have that preconception that they have to hold to this notion that oh we can't be doing some nasty things we don't do sex and sexual attraction over here.
They're deep the ones down. Doing the most. They're doing 100% more than what anyone else is doing,
deep
fam.
Deep down, they're still humans, isn't it?
Yeah, it's them, man, that are like, they'll be talking about these whores, the way women dress. It's disgusting, too much flesh. And these times you go to the strip club and it's pastor still in the uniform, flinging up offering, fam. And I'm sorry to use that example, yeah, for anyone that might find it sensitive. But that's just the example, innit? Like, it could be anyone. But today, that was the example. It's usually the ones who condemn something the most that are the ones who are into it. I don't know what the term is, like hypocrites or something like that. Yeah, but the ones that always do a little bit too much. It's like Derek Jackson. He was doing it too much. And then it came to light that he was involved in that too. Did you find the definition for Quasimodo?
It's another name for Low Sunday, which is the anticlimactic end for Easter. That's what it's on the internet.
Jesus.
Kind of dry.
Yeah.
Like his looks.
Yeah. I promise you should have called him the cursed one. That would be fitting. But
Your film, Tom. Your animated film, or do you not?
I told you, I didn't really watch them like that. Like, I watched them, but I just none of them really.
What's your live action one?
Even then, like
Camp Rock, man.
They weren't Disney movies.
Give us one.
Give us a film.
Just a movie. Shit, fucking hell. Maybe I should learn something from.
Yeah, be careful, man. What about use this for the camp?
Taff showed me that fucking Tom Cam nonsense that he did on the other video that we haven't really seen.
It was hilarious.
It's your fault.
You gave us
my
the footage.
My eyes were moving mad and you're like, that's...
Hey, footage.
Yeah, honestly.
All right, let's say Training Day.
Training Day.
What'd you learn from that film?
Don't trust these niggas, bro.
Oh,
what did you learn from Training Day? Which scene? What did you learn from that film? What did you learn from that film, Tom?
Listen, that film teaches you a lot. That's a good film.
Yeah, that's give us a lesson.
Good film. From Training Day, listen, just because someone's in a position of authority doesn't mean they always have...
Oh, your levels.
Just because someone's in a position of authority doesn't mean they have your best interest at heart, bruv. Think about it.
All right, fair.
It's one of them. My brother's meant to be his training officer. He left him at the hands of the Mexicans. They were out here asking if he got a shit punch though. Like, bro,
what does that mean?
You don't know what that means?
No, I've never been to prison. Have you?
No, I haven't either, but I know what it means.
How'd you learn?
You just get it from what they're talking about.
All right, give us a... Say it in context.
That man have been in prison.
Say it in context.
Yeah, man was in the shower. That brother just got his shit pushed up.
Mo, do you understand what that means?
Taff. If a nigga...
Mo understands.
If someone is getting their shit pushed up, you know, shit just naturally flows down, right? So if it's getting pushed up, how's it getting pushed up?
Okay, I get it. I get it now.
Right. Quite. Yeah, but like, that's...
I'm ready for jail now.
Nah, but that movie was crazy.
Yeah, I'd say what I learned from that film is... corruption's everywhere, innit? But that film just shows you the types of corruption that goes down, you know, police, government. Do you know there's a ranking system for corruption in countries? Like, there's a scale where you can... Yeah, like, if you look up a certain country, you can see what rating they have in terms of corruption.
Oh, yeah.
Like, some have a high score, some have a low score, and all that stuff. Huh?
What's number one?
Nigeria.
You walked into that one, Tom.
Yeah, I don't know why you asked me. I'll always say Nigeria.
No, so I was just curious.
Bro, can you look it up, please?
Look, I've heard horror stories about other countries in Africa.
Yeah.
I swear, for the brother that was ruled by Mugabe for how many years, you're very quick to say Nigeria.
I'd say the top 10 countries, unfortunately, are going to be African.
I don't think top 10.
Actually, no, top 5.
So I don't think all of them anyway.
top five are going to be African. Actually, wait. Let's not do that to Africa. I'm sorry. There's Brazil. There's Brazil and...
you mean South America?
South America, essentially. South America, Peru, them countries there, Venezuela. Cool. They're on there too.
Mad.
All right. Give us the top five.
This is pretty good, you know.
Okay.
Like, top five is in least corrupt or most corrupt?
Most corrupt.
Most corrupt. South Sudan.
Okay.
Somalia.
All right.
Syria. Oh. Yemen. And Venezuela.
Hey, we're doing all right, fam. Where's Nigeria?
Hold on, fight the dog with his own. I don't like the way this brother starts talking about Nigeria.
And technically, I should also say Sudan and Equatorial Guinea because South Sudan and Somalia were tied last place.
Okay.
Yeah. But so they're 179th place, so last. And then.
Do they have scores?
They do.
What's the scores?
12. But the best that you can rank is 100, I'm assuming. Because I know that first place was, I think it was Netherlands.
For least corrupt?
No, Denmark, sorry, 88.
Least corrupt?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, so the scores, I'll go from 99 to 90, 89 to 80, 79 to 70, 69 to 60, 59 to 50. Within that range, you're perceived as less corrupt.
Mm-hmm.
Then 49, 40 and below, perceived as more corrupt.
All right.
And, you know, Nigeria is 150.
So we're not
149,
even,
sorry.
Oh, we're not even in the final 10, are we?
No, we're not.
Nigeria. Okay.
What do you mean we? What do you mean we?
I mean,
can I just say that? Can you just confirm where you're from again, Tef?
Huh? Zim?
Yeah.
Zimbabwe. Are we lower than you?
That's dead.
That is dead. Knowing full well that your uncles are out there in Dubai spending your welfare money. Nigeria, there's no way.
Yeah, you're 157th place, but you're only 24. So you're only 1 point less than us.
Oh, 1 point. Okay, cool. That's fair, fam.
It's negligible.
But yeah, going back to the training day example of corruption, it's like no man is incorruptible. And even that guy, he did corruption. Denzel's character did corruption, but he was bought. He was bought out. Mm. And he had his own demons that he was fighting that caused him to bend the law here and there.
To be fair, talking about corruption, I want to ask you, man. I was watching Comic Story the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it wasn't Comic Story, sorry. It was it Teen Titans or Batman? I can't remember what it was. It was one of the animated shows anyway. And obviously, was it Batman's oldest son, Damien, I think it was?
Do you mean the Robins or his blood son?
No, who on the Robins?
Oh, Dick Grayson is the oldest Robin.
I think it might have been him. I'm not sure. But it was
Jason
Todd. It was Jason.
The second one.
That was holding the gun to Joker's head.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and man was, what's it called, putting the gun at. And he gave Batman the gun. He was like, all right, you shoot me or I'm going to shoot Joker. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Listen.
Wait, you shoot me or I'm going to shoot Joker?
Yeah. Because you know how Batman's been going on this Joker thing for time, but it never killed him.
Yeah.
Like, okay, thing is...
But that's the plot.
Thing is, my view on this... And he always says, because, what's it called? I cannot corrupt myself just to kill him, even though I know he should die. I'm like, listen. If you have the opportunity to kill this brother and you don't, everybody that he drops now, afterwards, every time you let him go, everybody that he drops afterwards is on your head.
Yeah, but that's not his... No, but that doesn't make any sense because, like, Batman, he's a vigilante, yeah? But he's not a judge.
Yeah, he's not
like Jewish. He's essentially a policeman, but that's decked out from that has all the equipment, fam. Extra training.
Yeah. And what's I have to get this off my chest, yeah. Batman is one of the top fighters in that universe. But each time Joker's just a crazy guy. Batman's been trained by League of Assassins, all this special martial arts training, yeah. But every time it's hand to hand with Joker, he loses. I had to say that quickly. But So with the Joker, and what's scary about Batman and allowing him off the back of what Mo's saying is that if Batman was real, yeah, you're essentially saying it's okay for this guy to kill. You're giving him the power to kill someone.
Listen, I'm not saying what
Joker. And once you can justify, you know, one murder, you can justify a lot.
No, because the thing is, what I'm saying is that if there's just one regular person, I wouldn't really be saying anything. It was some random person that had the opportunity to kill Joker. It's different. But Batman took it upon himself to now become took the mantle of being savior of the city. It wasn't someone pushed it onto him.
Yeah, but he needs to follow laws. What are you talking about? Hold on.
He did. And thing is, fair enough. Thing is, policeman, let's say, man keeps on putting him in jail. Alright, cool. Obviously, this isn't working. So you refuse to find a place that will hold this brother. Okay? He's still out here on a mass murdering thing. Mm-hmm. And you know full well, if you put him in jail, it will happen again. Like, I'm not saying that you should...
You don't know, but you can historically predict that it can happen
but
again.
But I'm just saying that... The thing is, what I'm saying is that killing him might not be morally right. Fair enough.
It isn't.
But you have taken upon yourself to save the lives of the city.
And doomed yourself and other people in the city in the same
breath. That selfish?
But bro, you're putting the power to be... That means you make Batman judge, jury, executioner. You give him that power. He's just a man.
But Taf, let's look at the society that he's living in at that point, first, number one.
Yeah.
At that point.
And they operate like us in the real world. They have judges, juries, police.
Them man are moving brazy, brother.
Gotham's corrupt.
They still have judges, though.
Yeah, they still have a legal system similar to, let's say, America.
It's not for Batman to fix the legal system.
Yeah.
All I'm saying.
Bro, if you allow Batman to kill people, it's peak. Because when do you tell him to draw the line then? Because that's what I'm saying. It's a slippery slope argument of, bro, you kill one person, why can't I kill the other person? Because you let me kill Joker.
All I'm saying is the definition of being crazy is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. And that's what Batman is doing. He's refused to find someone that will hold Joker. Man's just going to put him back in what's called Arkham Asylum. Mm-hmm. Is there not something wrong with what he's doing?
But then maybe that highlights...
He's just playing fucking Tig with his with a friend. That's it.
Tag, Tom.
Well, it depends on where you grow up, big man. But
anyway. No, that's
like,
a lie.
I'm not gonna lie.
That's a lie. I'm not gonna lie. Tig.
Yeah, because that's what people in Manchester called it. Like, in Ireland, we just...
Don't put down Manchester.
No, because in Ireland, we just called it chasing, but like, apparently, you man called it Tig, so I was like,
first. No. Don't
we call it. We call it Tag.
We call it Tag.
Tag.
Or we it. Call it Tag. No one calls it Tig Tok.
In Ireland, we just call it chasing. I'm like, bruv, but people in school just start calling it Tig. I was like, oh, okay.
This guy.
There was just people in school. I was like, fairs. Like, if that's what you call it. Same way that man used to call what? Chewing gum chewies. I'm like,
yeah, chewy.
I didn't even know what that was when I first came here.
Chewies.
Yeah, yeah, they call it chewy.
You want a chewy? Like,
oh, what's called? Do you know the way they say ta?
Ta.
Yeah.
Ta, love.
Like, I was like, what the fuck does that even mean?
Listen, bro, you adjust and you adapt and overcome. But yeah, as far as the Joker goes and doing all that stuff, my stance is still the same in that you can't kill him. I don't know where you stand with this, Mo.
I agree with you. You can't kill him.
You can't do it, Tom. You can't give someone that much power.
Just dead this brother and get over with, bro.
Is that what you do as Batman?
Oh, Joker? In that particular circumstance, yeah.
Do you see where we're coming from?
I think the day I do that is probably the day I'll quit being Batman. But because if I was in Batman's shoes, obviously his moral integrity is quite important to him.
Yeah,
and he won't be able to operate the same without him. So I think Joker pretty much was Batman's biggest enemy.
Mm-hmm.
I think at that point you just have to say. Today you kill Joker, today he has to stop you, man.
Yeah. Funny enough, that's what happened in the Titans TV show where Joker got one of the Robins, fucking beat him up with a metal cane and then killed him. And then because that happened, Batman was like, you know what? Today's the day. Goes out, finishes Joker, and then comes back and says, it's done. And goes to Dick Grayson, you're the next Batman, and then he disappears.
Yeah, I think that's the best thing. That's the best thing he should do.
Because it's a rule, like, you know, we all will set a rule for ourselves or others or have a certain rule. And when you make an exception to the rule, your rule ultimately isn't as effective anymore. Regardless what the exception is, some people might say that was a good reason to make your exception. But once you've made an exception to your rule's dead, essentially. So,
But I think that's the whole. Thing is, that's the issue of being a vigilante, is that there will always be situations that will come up. And thing is, vigilantes aren't kept in check by anyone.
Mm.
So there'll always be situations that come up that will be like, oh, should I now stick to my rule? because the vigilantes put themselves in these precarious
volume, Tom. Do you want to pull it closer?
Yeah, because table's a bit further away. Today. Sorry.
Yeah. No problem.
But yeah, because they always end up putting themselves in quite precarious positions that regular law enforcement wouldn't be in.
To save us.
I don't know. Yeah, even though it's to save us, like, I don't know, big man.
Like,
it's one of them ones that you, it will come a time where, it will come a time where you should have, killing him would have saved so many more lives. Like, I was watching Smallville TAF, and obviously, wait, was it? I think it was Lex Luthor. That these men were like, Oliver was like, we need to dead this guy. Mm-hmm. Like, listen, it wasn't Lex, it was this guy that kind of turned into this kind of demon type of thing. Mm-hmm. It was a Kryptonian demon.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty much was bonded to him. And obviously they have the blue kryptonite that can separate bodies.
Mm-hmm.
But pretty much if they use the blue kryptonite, it's gonna be virtually impossible to kill the monster. It's a lot easier to kill him if it was still in the person's body. Person was also in love with Superman's friend Chloe. But pretty much Since they didn't kill him, what's it called? First of all, there was a lot more damage caused because they didn't kill him straight away. Because obviously Clark had his morality thing. Oliver was like, listen, this isn't going to work out well. And it ended up Oliver being right. Because once the demon left him, that brother still ended up killing someone. That's number one.
Mm.
Number two, it was a, what's it called? Yeah, just the maddest shit happened after they didn't kill him, because even though Oliver just got there too late to stop Clark, because pretty much Clark knocked him out. So it was just long. So like, killing isn't ideal. It's not. But again, this we're talking about like in the superhero world. We're not talking about in real life.
Just the way you're speaking.
Yeah, the way you speak, Tom.
Nah, no,
I'm sorry.
When Tom goes into the military, we know what you're on.
Oh, fuck off. Nah, I'm talking about like, nah. I'm talking about the superhero world, but like, in Superhero, it'll make a lot more sense to kill them. It's like in Arrow when Oliver killed Damian Dark. Like, he allowed him.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, okay, for the most part, he was like, okay, maybe I shouldn't. But at some point, he was like, big man, you almost deaded the whole city and you will do it again.
But there's a reason why Oliver in season one, he was on that.
Oliver was really a killer.
He was like on that. Season one, yeah. Every single person that did something, bam, arrow through the chest, yeah. And then there's a reason he changed, bro.
Yeah, but that Damien Dark wasn't season one. Thing is, when he killed Damien Dark, he already stopped killing.
Yeah, that's true. He had already stopped killing, but Damien Dark asked for it, fam.
Okay.
I'm so sorry. No, I mean, seriously.
What happened to Dean on the same page?
No, we are on the same page. Yeah. No, but listen. No, wait. Oliver's always showing, despite after he's decided not to kill anymore here, you know, he's been chatted by bad people, oh, you're a murderer, blah, blah, blah. He's always shown that he will kill if he has to. If he's put to that point, he will kill.
Yeah.
You know when he, I think Felicity was in trouble and he killed the count. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The guy that was
Virgo
mm-hmm. guy, yeah. Or Vertigo, sorry. Yeah.
Vertigo, yeah.
Shot that guy, shot him out the window, the guy fell onto the thing, he died. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's like that was to save Felicity's life. She was gonna die otherwise. Had to be killed. And after Damien Dark killed Laurel. Spoiler alert, I'm so sorry.
Big man, that shit came out years ago. Fuck the spoiler.
You're not wrong, like, you're not wrong.
It's coming to a time, that was like, what, 2016?
Yeah, that was time ago. From the point that he killed her, honestly, his right to life was gone.
Okay.
If I was sort of, oh.
The thing is, that Mo makes a good point. He was an established killer. Batman has a rule, Tom.
Yeah, Batman's never killed.
Has a rule, he's never done it.
Also, killing will affect him differently.
It's not even about what it affects him. Once you start, you cannot stop.
Yeah.
Because everyone deserves it. Bro, every villain, Joker's like maybe the one that's, he's the most reoccurring one. Or like maybe some might say the worst one.
Yeah.
But if you know the Batman villain catalog, yeah, there's too many people that kill on Joker's level.
Some people just need to be dead, bro.
Then that means he's going on a spree.
Yeah, you can do what you have to do, big man.
Like if you justify the Joker, that opens up so many other people.
Listen. Batman said, if you kill a killer, there's still the same amount of killer in the world. But big man, listen, with the Punisher, he's like, that's why I'm not going to stop at one.
He said,
I'm not stopping at one. Therefore, there will be less killers. So there you go. If he stops, after he finishes his killing spree, you can go home and just take off the Batman suit. I'll hand it off to the next person.
It's not worth it.
If you don't stop at one killer, you'll be okay.
It's not worth it. You see, these are the type of conversations you have when you talk about DC, fam. Marvel, Everything's too happy on Marvel's side, you know? We don't
actually,
talk about
this. I wouldn't
call
it too happy, bro. The Illuminati were moving a bit crazy still.
Oh, the Illuminati in the comics. That one was an interesting case. Was that because they were smart and they said...
I was talking about... They were smart and meant to be the good guys, but as soon as someone didn't agree with what they were saying, that's when they're like, all right, now nah, we need to... We still need to go forward, but we need to get this brother.
Yeah.
I do remember they fucking knocked out, what's it called, Captain America and wiped his fucking memory. So they want to stop him during the Secret Wars. Jeez. Like, bro, what's wrong with you?
That's the thing, though. The Illuminati is... Like, comic books mirror reality a lot, of, as we know. So, like, the Illuminati are like governments, isn't it? Because, funny enough, when I was walking here with Mo, yeah, we were talking about governments and corruption as well. Mm. And he was telling me some stories about how Russia allegedly...
Not allegedly, no. Let me just drill this guy.
No. I'm saying allegedly because if Putin's listening, yeah, then I don't want to get dealt with.
I don't care about what you're saying, big man.
Okay, cool. So Russia apparently kills people that don't like what they say.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he was telling me how they used to do it too. Was it radiation? And like dropping radiation in man's tea?
It happened to a spy, didn't it? We learned about it in school.
It happened to Alexander Litvinenko.
Oh, is that the spy you were talking about?
Yeah, that's one I found his name. Radiation poison.
Do you remember? It was in our science book.
Hey, you had the same science book?
Yeah. I can't remember.
It was in like year 7 or some shit.
It was early school, but I remember like year 7, year 8. But pretty much, they, what's it called, poisonous food with radiation.
You know what's mad? That's how Polonium, Bob Marley died, apparently. Like,
didn't that brother have cancer?
Yeah, but this is how he got it, though. So, you know them conspiracy.
Conspiracy theories.
You know them conspiracy man on TikTok.
Of stories to go into conspiracy theories.
Yeah. All right, cool. So, you know them conspiracy man on TikTok. Yeah. Hey, do you want to hear a conspiracy? And then you say...
Do you reply to them in your room?
No, you melon.
It's a donut. These two people that talk between them. One person's always like, oh, really? Oh, let me know.
Yeah. Like, so they'll go, all right, have you heard about the Bob Marley death conspiracy?
No, I haven't. Yeah, tell me about it.
Okay, cool. So this is how it happened. So because the US was threatened by the power of reggae, they said Bob Marley was too strong for the US to handle. His influence was too great. So they said, here's how we're going to do him. We're going to buy him some shoes and put a little bit of radiation needle in one of the shoes. So when he puts them on, he'll get pricked and the radiation will enter from his toe. And that's how Bob Marley got cancer.
Oh, was that man that has a podcast?
Oh, Tom is behind. Tom. Those guys.
Those guys who just came to
it's
mind.
Those
now.
Guys. But yeah, that's apparently what happened to Bob Marley, that they put some radiation in some shoes gave him. And that's how he got cancer. That's the conspiracy. I don't know if that's real, but a US agent was about to die. Those people that do that, piss me off. Like, your final word is you admitting to some nonsense that you did. But he was about to die and he said, we took down Bob Marley. Good night. And then he revealed everything. And
some guy actually said that.
Yeah, it was a US agent.
What if he just said it for banner, bro?
I don't know. I don't know if
you just said just cut, just to piss people off.
I don't know, fam. I honestly don't know. It's similar to that racist lady that got that black kid killed.
Emmett Till one.
And she came out on her deathbed and said, blah, blah, blah.
No, wait, I'm pretty sure she's still alive.
I'm pretty sure she's alive.
Not Emmett Till. I might be talking about a different one.
No,
but yeah,
it is Emmett Till.
She got this black kid killed, and then said, it didn't happen.
Oh, the lady admitted it, but she's not dead.
Yeah.
You sure she's not dead?
She's not dead. She must have died recently.
I'm pretty sure she's got a book.
Because she released, what's it called?
She wrote a book.
She admit, listen, the fact she's that got a book ready they should have locked her up, bro. I don't care how old she is.
She's got a book ready, I'm so sure.
A book saying what?
Because apparently, I know both the guys that did it to him are dead now.
Mm-hmm.
They did go to prison for a little bit, but they got to get out of prison before they died.
She's still alive. She's 87 years old.
What's the book about?
The book hasn't dropped yet.
She's writing a book.
She's going to drop a book.
In America, you can't make money off anything, man. There's
no
morals.
It's when she dies, though.
There's no morals in that country. Why are you writing a book for? You got... Oh, my days. But yeah, any conspiracy theories you know, Tom?
Nah, bro. There's one of lizard people.
Okay.
I don't believe in it, but there's that.
What's the lizard
I don't follow conspiracy theories like that. Mostly I'll just watch murder documentaries.
So you don't believe in the secret families, the seven families that rule the world?
I don't really care.
You don't believe in that?
I don't really care. I think, yeah, they probably are families. Bro, I don't really care.
You need to tell him about the seven families.
No, I know. I've heard about seven families, but I honestly just don't care.
It's not just the Rockefellers, fam. Man, them hear Rockefeller and think it's Jay-Z. Nah, nigga. We're talking about a different Rockefeller, my guy.
No, I've heard about him, but I honestly just don't care. The murder documentaries are interesting, though. I find those are the ones, that's what I'm attracted by, non conspiracy theory ones. Mm. Murder documentaries, when my son of Sam, you found this. Well, I think you were here when Taff was on about, listen, Tom, I can't be out here walking at night too often anymore. Guys, bear in mind, we're in Newcastle for university.
You act like exactly, region matters, fam.
It's not a fucking dangerous place.
It's still dangerous.
Hold on, but Taff was like, this is the same brother that was walking home in Oldham at night time, at God knows what time. And Oldham, it's not... Anyway, but this is the same brother that was walking home at night time, knowing full well some brother could have jumped out of the bush and just done something. Because the homeless people there, they move different.
I've never had any issue with a homeless person in Oldham, have you?
Yeah.
Of course. You've had a problem with everybody there in Oldham. Mm-hmm.
What happened with you and the homeless
people?
You're
the problem, Tom.
Nah, try to rob me, bro. Some weirdo. Do you know the road beside Alexandra Park?
Yeah.
You know that long one? Yeah, it was cold. I'll come back from gym. It was quite late. And yeah. But I wasn't that deep because you can tell it was a bit. Yeah. You can tell it was a bit bad. But I've seen him around before. I didn't get robbed, but
he's kind of smart. Robbing someone on the way home from gym.
Yeah.
They'll be tired.
Yeah, I think about that bear, you know. I'm like, if you go on a running gym or exercise or just tire yourself out, you're prime. Nah, that's the prime time to get someone.
I'm not gonna lie, the adrenaline will kick in, big man. The adrenaline will kick in.
Yeah, but it won't be the same from when you're fresh. It won't be the same. Like, someone wrestles you, it's like the fatigue. There's a fatigue, you're done. You're so done.
Get off me.
You're not fighting the same, fam. I'll be like, it is what it is. Like, that's when you're most vulnerable after a good workout. Walking home.
But Taff, you used to walk home with like zero fear, bro.
No, I'd walk on the main road.
I'm pretty sure I was the one that you said we're not going through side roads at night time. And you were adamant on doing it.
Nah, but that's
you
before...
You were more likely to get attacked then than here.
That's before I realized about the serial killer stuff.
This guy heard about Zodiac Killer. Man, it changed his whole
bro,
life.
Bro, I watched Zodiac Killer. And the way he did it, Tom, anyone could go. You get me? Like, it doesn't matter what region you are. That's the point. That if you're a serial killer, yeah, you want the quiet regions where there's not too many police, no one will suspect nothing. You just stroll around the neighborhood. And you do what you do in it. Because Zodiac, that's what he was doing, bro. He was pulling up to random people. Yeah. You get me? And we don't know. Like, you've seen Criminal Minds. All it takes is one guy to be like, yeah, you know what? My ammo is black kids. Ammo.
M-O.
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 Yeah, it's not ammo. M-O.
M-O.
Stands for modus operandi.
I was about to say that.
Sorry.
Well, can I give the definition?
Go ahead.
I read too, nigga. Out here, whipping out modus operandi.
Modus
operandi.
Modus.
But pardon?
Modus.
Modus operandi. But yeah, so the definition, yeah, of modus operandi is the way one goes about doing something, in a nutshell.
Yep.
And you stole my lightning, Lord.
Sorry.
But yeah, so like if this MO is taking down black kids, it doesn't matter what region you're in.
It's not wrong. You never want to risk it.
Yeah. You never want to risk it.
I don't know.
All it takes is walking down and that car just slows down.
Bro.
It slows down.
Honestly.
Takes a good look at you and say, yeah.
You have to be ready.
I'm not going to lie. Me and Jester's class, there's a car that sets tabs. It's just chills outside our yard. And it's maybe 1 a.m. It's like not... Right outside, it's like right there. And I always notice because this is when the windows are open. And the blinds.
Listen, and you let me and Mo walk out.
Listen, it's like 1 a.m. He'll pull up. You will never get out of the car. You'll just have the fucking headlights on. One night, I was like, this ain't it, Chief.
Mm.
Like, this is fucking weird. Because it happened like, I think my first time it happened for like a week straight. Then it stopped for like 2 days.
Wait, I can't lie. Could it not be an Uber? Do Ubers not do that?
Every day.
Like taxis or...
At 1 a.m.
Yeah, but that could be his location, though.
There's no tax. This is all what's called permit parking around here.
Yeah, but there's no at 1 a.m. who's going to pull him up?
No, there's no taxi there, so why is he going to be here?
If it's an Uber, like, you just chill in your car.
No Uber parks here. Literally,
no, but that's what if he's the one guy that does it. You get me? So, like, he just chills here.
He's just a regular guy. You're paying him to be some villain.
I don't think so. He's fucking weird.
What else is he doing then?
Huh?
It has to be a taxi. He stays there
always at the same time. There's no taxi logo on there as well, by the way.
There's no Uber.
Not from what I can see.
You need to just shout him one time, like, hey!
Yo, big man.
What going on around there?
Because one time.
Make yourself a target.
One time, he did look at me, and I was like, we just stared at each other, then he just looked away. I was like, oh, okay. I don't know who this brother is, but it's fucking weird. He hasn't been here in a while, though.
Since you caught him, or?
No, he still came.
Caught him. The guy just going about driving, late night drives.
A few times after that, but
I don't know, but if he's frequently
he's
doing
always
it,
stopping at the same place.
Nah. It's good to have your mind sharp, fam. That's all I'm saying. At the same time. You never want to be caught lacking.
Risk assess.
Yeah.
Gotta keep the doors locked.
But I don't really watch too many murder mysteries and stuff, man. My sister does all that. Like, I think women just like murder stuff. It's disgusting. All this serial killer nonsense. I know enough from Criminal Minds to stay away from it. Why? It was funny.
Oh, donut.
It's true.
No, Criminal Minds bang though.
Yeah.
I mean, that's true.
But yeah. Oh, look at the time, man.
What time is that?
It's 41 past.
Might as well film it to 45.
Yeah, but. Well, what else? Any final thoughts? Disney, serial killers, corrupt governments. We've really been through it all.
Serial killers, mad smart. Serial killers are so smart.
What smart?
Actually pretty cool. Some of these serial killers are watching documentaries. That's just so smart. The fact that Zodiac Killer did so much without ever being caught. It's cold.
Like, we're not going to end it praising these, man.
So I'm saying it's peak, but like he must have been mad smart. Because he was also dropping out letters, codes and all that kind of shit for the police to solve. Like, he was honestly even pretty much leaving breadcrumbs. Whether it led to what he was doing or not, apparently, but my guy was literally in contact with the police while he was leaving on crud. And this was going on for a few years, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It's actually just mad how smart these set by law.
I think it's disgusting, fam. Someone has to say, while Tom's busy worshipping them, disgusting.
I'm not glorifying the crime.
These are egomaniacs, yeah, that want to be on TV so bad they're willing to kill for it, my guy.
There we go.
That's all they are, like, where they say, okay, if you don't put this on the news, the killings won't stop.
But some of them wasn't about just killing. Some of them was.
How
like,
do you know?
It seemed like they had a superiority complex, a lot of them. So, like, they thrived off the fact that the police knew that they were better than the police.
It's like, not hard. We've seen some of these police, fam. There's niggas in the ends. Like, bro, police are just average Joes, my guy. These guys are actually dumb. How about you go outsmart the people in their math competitions and use your intelligence for some of that stuff? You're here trying to outsmart fucking Mike from Love Island.
At the end of the day,
Mike from Love Island, fam. He was an officer.
At the end of the day, it's just about killing. Because if you want to prove you're smart, there's a lot better ways to do it.
Yeah, so. There is. There is, bro. There is. All these men do is eat donuts.
What we have are like, police officer watching us right now though.
Be smart, fam. Be smart. Don't just don't be the stereotypical donut eating guy. Do they even eat donuts in their doors? Is it like pasties?
That's Greg's.
Yeah, Greg. Yeah.
Pass me a chicken bake, big man.
Yeah. Oh, I beg we have a bacon party. Constables and stuff. Yeah, just be clever in it. Because if there is people like that on crud, then yeah, you probably want to be out there.
But are there really any serial killers like?
Yes.
Like nowadays, not. I mean, like, if you match it exactly to the definition, fair enough.
Yes.
Because serial killers are just people that are killing more than one person, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I'm talking about, you know, the way these men used to, like, them man that used to go on sprees, like, full-on sprees.
But how do you know that people aren't on sprees right now?
The one we have in England was Yorkshire Ripper, right?
Yeah.
Yorkshire Ripper is the one that's notable. But as far as...
And Jack.
and Jack, but Jack was, we still don't know what was going on with that.
We don't know.
Yorkshire Ripper was the one that was sort of notable. But as far as serial killers go, as to not cause public panic, it isn't like, it's weird. So in America, there was the Night Stalker, and he would do something similar to what you're talking about, where the car pulls up, and this was in Los Angeles, where he would drive in to a neighborhood and just chill, and then watch people go into their houses and stuff, then come back around and kill people in their houses. And he was known as a Night Stalker. So if they're doing it to a certain amount, then the public needs to know. But if it's like a couple, that means that they say, okay, cool, let's give this guy an allowance of 5 kills where we don't publish anything. Mm-hmm. And that means we have up until we get 5 kills off this guy to announce it. So that means we need to find him within 5 kills and keep it hush-hush. After 5 kills, it's like, big man, the people need to know that it's not safe out there.
I mean, sometimes they don't know that. Like, if 1 kill happens, then there's nothing to suggest that 1 kill will happen again. Until the second, third kill happens, and then what? You can see the same ammo with the different kills all killed in the same way. Maybe they were supposed to strangled, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
That links all the murders, at which point you have to fucking deep, oh shit, we got a serial killer on our hands.
Yeah.
Which case, hey, I don't even know what they should do, but...
I don't know.
It's just that I heard, I think I was watching a documentary and they said the main reason why they keep out of the news is because of the killers. Because there are decent black killers that actually do it for the fame.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the main reason, because I think the more popular they'll get, the more audacious their crimes will get.
Oh, like the likely they are to make a mistake?
No, the more popular, the more mad their crimes will get. Like, they thrive off the fame.
But why do you want their crimes to get more mad?
Huh? No, that's what I'm saying. That's why they don't put.
Oh, they don't put them.
Don't put it in the news.
Oh, don't put it on the
news. And I do feel like it's harder for them to do it in this day and age. You get me?
Big man, your phone will track you everywhere.
Huh? And
the amount of cameras in this UK.
Yeah. Are we the most surveillanced country? Are we?
Well, London is one of the most surveilled cities.
Yeah. So, even kidnappings can't happen that often, because you'll see on the news like they'll track your whole journey, fam. On surveillance in England. I forgot how they do it, but yeah, they can do that. And plus there's DNA as well. So people need to get smarter. Like, it's always that cat and mouse game of when they level up, the police also have to level up in the stuff that they're doing. Because fam, back in the day without DNA tracking, these people could do whatever they wanted, fam. But when DNA came out and people were using forensics properly, you're not escaping. Like, we're catching your hair, fingerprints, whatever we need, bodily fluid, all that stuff. Can't get away with it. And cameras too. And just where we're smarter, we have more knowledge at our disposal. So they wouldn't get far.
That's really like what's called killers. They get caught, 90% of the time in the UK?
I'm not sure.
I don't know about
the exact statistics. So take that with a pinch of salt.
Mm-hmm.
What's around that? Like, killers get, I think it was 90 or 95. I can't remember which one it was.
Then why are these rappers still about?
But
wait, do you ever think about that? Like,
no.
If we no. Hold on. Wait, if we take drill rappers, like, for word, and we believe all their raps, like, these men are really out here on the roads, getting down my man, doing the going on tour on Op Block. Getting down him. Why aren't you man in prison? Like, you man that are rapping this. Like, obviously, there may be some people in your gang are in jail for it. But you, are you really getting down these bodies? Not saying that I want them to. I'm just saying, if we take you face value and we say that you're telling the truth, the rap scene is full of murderers. Rap is one of the few industries where murderers can actually make money from talking about their murders. If we believe these men. And that's tapped. That's actually tapped when you look at it, fam.
But most of them are capping, though.
Bro. yeah, but do you want to say, bro, are you capping? Like, it's a compromising position to be like, if you were a rapper and I could go, is there any cap in your rap? And you go, no. Yeah. And then I go, okay, so in this bar, when you said you got down my man, is that true? Would you say yes?
No. I would have said yes, there's cap to my rap, fam.
Exactly. Yeah, so it's either there's cap in your rap or you're really telling the truth. Either one isn't good, fam. Jeez. Actually mad. But yeah, that's what goes through my mind, that we're listening to murderers. And they make money.
Don't say we're listening to murderers. I don't behave.
Bro, you listen to some drill rappers.
Very few.
Dutch, Unknown T,
don't listen to
T on Wayne, like pair of them. Even the American ones. But in Chicago, it's more obvious because you know, the man is different there. Like, yeah. It's different. Well, yeah. Is this the end of the episode?
Yeah, we can call it quits here.
Okay. This has been Sliders Podcast. I've been your host, Hughes Taff. You found out on the pod, a.k.a. The Champion. And who else have I had in the studio?
What is Tom find out on the streets, a.k.a. King of the Streets, a.k.a. Voice of the Streets? I speak for the unheard that children on the streets.
Bit too long. This was Where Is Mo? Found him on the pod. Make sure to like, comment, and subscribe to the podcast. Okay. Tell a friend to tell a friend.
Yep.
That one's there.
Yeah, make sure to follow us on Apple Music, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Mm-hmm. But you can follow us on any major streaming platform.
Again, anything.
Except for SoundCloud, because it's a bit shit.
Yep.
Like, it's 2021. Do better.
Yeah, man.
Get a Spotify account.
Yeah. We're also on Facebook, so hit us up there too. It's a new account, fresh. Got some clips on there, funny clips. Yeah. TikTok too.
Yeah. TikTok, Facebook. And you know, when you're done looking at our Instagram, you can slide onto our
sliding out.